Hello there and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to be going through the phonetic alphabet with you. Not just any old phonetic alphabet though, because there's many for every different, you know, language. There's a different sounds that are made. But I'm going to be going through my accent, which is an English accent. And even more so, even more specifically, I'm going to be going through a standard English accent. And the reason I'm going to be doing this is because over the course of 2021, I'm going to be bringing more videos on accents and different English accents, Irish accents, American accents, and how you can break them down, how you can understand yours better, and how you can change yours to adapt it to a different way of sounding if you would so happen to perhaps want to sound more English or want to sound more American or more Irish or more Australian or whatever it is. I'm going to give you some tools to be able to do that with. And so the phonetic alphabet for an English accent is very useful because you're going to be able to understand what sounds A, you're making already, and B, what sounds you need to be making. This is a very useful tool to understand. And so, like I said at the beginning, I'm going to be coming back to it at different points. And I'm actually taking this sheet, I guess it's from a book, but I'm taking it from my master's degree notes, and I'm not quite sure what book it comes from. So what I'll do, I'll leave this page here on my website at vocabilities.com. There's a link below. And this is going to have the phonetic alphabet on there, so you can start to learn as we go through this year ways in which you can change your accent by first understanding what it is you're doing yourself. So let me just read to you what it says here on this page. This is the phonetic alphabet for the standard English accent. I guess that means RP. But phonetic symbols represent speech sounds, so-called phonemes. Phonemes are the smallest building blocks in English. There are vowels, diphthongs, triphthongs, and consonants. Consonants are produced through creating some kind of obstruction for the breath or voice stream. The English consonants are divided into groups according to the manner and placement of articulation. If the manner and or placement is incorrect for standard English, then there will be an accent. The consonants can be voiced or voiceless. Vowel sounds are made through creating different shapes of the vocal tract with the tongue and lips. There are long and short vowel sounds. So what I'm going to do now is just going to go through these. You can print this off from the website or just take a look yourself. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read them out in the standard British accent so you can understand what they sound like as you're reading them. And you can always go back through this video and just check for yourself. And if it's getting a standard English accent is something you're after, then you can just do this along with me in practice. Because of course, muscle memory only comes from doing things. That reading and understanding these, it won't help you. You need to physicalize them and you need to find the shapes and start using your articulators in a way that's going to help you to manipulate those sounds. And the more you do it, the more likely you'll be able to control that more often. As you can see on this chart, there is the phonetic symbol itself plus a word where you would hear that sound, to give you an example. So the first is R, as in heart, heart, ah. So that's like an elongated ah, like ah, but ah, longer. Heart, ah. The second one is law, or, law. The third is ooh, blue, ooh. And then e, meet, meet, e. Then search, then I, these are short ones now, sit, and let, a, happy, a, summer, o, dog, look, This next one is my favourite, it's called a schwa, it's very common in the English accent, around, Now we get into diphthongs, but this is where you've got two vowel sounds that kind of, one flows into the other. Oh, no, oh, ow, now, ow. I, sigh, I. A, late, late, a. Oi, boy, oi. Here, here, ear. Air, hair, air. Poor, Ooh, wh, bit, table, d, day, k, kick, g, goat, f, for, very, f, think, them, hot, s, swim, z, zero, sh, ship, measure, ch, chip, j, jaw, m, man, n, none, sing, mm, r, right, l, light, w, where, y, yes, haul, all, all. Okay, so that's the English phonetic alphabet. Of course, those sounds change according to different accents, but this is the one for standard English accent. So I think the RP accent was invented a couple of hundred years ago by people who wanted to reduce their accents, and so there wasn't so regional, and you couldn't tell where they were from. This is kind of used a lot by, you know, news reporters, it's used by actors, and it's used by those speakers and people who have to communicate on a regular basis and have to do so to many people. And this way, it's an easier way for the majority to understand what's being said. So people with thick accents, like in Glasgow or Liverpool or Birmingham or London, often get lost. And RP is a nice way for everyone to be able to understand. And so wherever you're from and whatever accent you're hoping to achieve or hoping to get to, if it's this, great, because you'll be able to do it just by doing these sounds. But if you are someone who has, say, for example, a very strong Bengali accent and you want to sound Australian, this is a really good stepping stone, because you can reduce the heaviness of your accent into this, which is very neutral, and then out again into the other accent. So anything that's in the English accent, it's really nice to come to this first, because it's so simple and it just eliminates a lot of movement and a lot of effort. Like I said, throughout the course of this year, I'm going to be doing more on accents. And with one of my other channels called The Actor Guide, it's going to go into a lot more detail. But here it's going to be used for people who want to just reduce their accent, or just want to learn the English accent, or want to look into doing stuff that will help understand what it is they're currently doing and how they can change that. I'm going to leave it there. Again, this is just an introduction to the phonetic alphabet. Go onto my website, evocabilities.com, and you can download this for yourself so you can take a look. Keep it by, because like I said, through this year, we're going to be revisiting it a few times. And of course, if you're watching this video in the future, it's because you've come back to it because I've asked you to watch it. So thanks very much. And I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. That's the phonetic alphabet. And until the next time, look after your voice. I have so many tales to tell. And